Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of today's Mass, the theme that we want to focus on today is what is called final perseverance. And right at the end of the Catechism, in the third to last paragraph of this very, very, very long book, is this theme of final perseverance. So let me read these words to you now. And it's done in relation to the Lord's Prayer, where we pray, "And lead us not into temptation." And then this is what the Catechism says about final perseverance. We are asking God not to allow us to take the path that leads to sin. This petition implores the spirit of discernment and strength. It requires the grace of vigilance and final perseverance. In other words, to not fall into sin requires two things. We have to be vigilant. We have to be aware. We have to be awake. And as you well know, because like most of us here are about the same age or maybe even a little older than me, man, to live the Christian life week after week, month after month, year after year, it requires final perseverance. So how do we do this? Well, we have to have the perspective of Daniel. Daniel, who we're told is one of the exiles. That is, he had been taken from Jerusalem to Babylon around the year 598 as a young man. And he spent all of his life in Babylon, in exile, in the place where the Babylonians were all powerful. They had many gods of gold and silver, of wood, and all of these people, these creatures that they worshipped. And here in today's reading, we're told of Daniel coming before King Belshazzar. And Belshazzar, he has put on one wild party. They have been drinking, they've maybe been dancing, and they have actually profaned the very vessels of the temple. It would be like taking the chalices that we use in the Eucharist and profaning them to just put your wine and celebration in there. And so what we see is Daniel coming, and there's something very significant that he says to Belshazzar. He says, "The God in whose power is your very breath and to whom belong all your ways, you have not honored." That's the heart of it. You see, Belshazzar did not know the true God, the God in whom he received his very breath. He did not honor him. But with Daniel, what do we see? A man who so perseveres because he so honors the Lord, and he's given that very wisdom that Jesus speaks of in today's gospel, that there'll be things that you'll be able to say that people will not be able to contradict. And although we don't have it in today's reading, the very next verse of Daniel is the death of Belshazzar. He's killed by his own sons. And there's what we would call a cautionary tale here in this reading from Daniel. How easy it is to be distracted. How easy it is to be attracted to all of the gods of this world. St. Thomas Aquinas said there are four: wealth, power, pleasure, and honor. Wealth, power, pleasure, and honor. And these four displace God at the very center of our lives. But we're called to be a people who are following in the way of Jesus Christ, to be those who are discerning, who are vigilant, and who are able to persevere. So let me conclude by just reflecting on this part of today's gospel. After having spoken about horrific experiences that the apostles will go through, there are going to be tribulations, there are going to be challenges, and indeed, what's going to happen in the year 70 AD that Jesus is predicting here, is the destruction of the temple. But before that happens, that he says that you're going to be betrayed by parents, by siblings. Some of you will even be given over to death. I mean, terrible things. But then, as Jesus always does, there's a word that at first we maybe think, what are you getting at? But then he says, not even a hair on your head will perish. Why does he say that? I think in part because if you think about our hair or lack thereof, our hair, in a sense, helps to shape our countenance, our character, our face. It's at the very core of who we are as people. And what Jesus is getting at here is the following: our true identity will never perish. That Jesus promises, not only will it be maintained, it will actually be fully realized, because he then goes on to say, by your endurance, you will gain your souls. So in conclusion, beloved brothers and sisters, it is so easy to be distracted by our world. I mean, Belshazzar is everywhere. And yet we're called to be people who are living in exile. People who, like Daniel, have the perspective to be able to see that God is the one who gives us our very breath. And so we seek to live this and every day with vigilance, attentive to the Lord, and saying, God, give me the strength, because I don't have it in myself, for that final perseverance to endure to the end. And who knows, in heaven, you might even see Father Jonathan with a full head of hair.